What if the world you've been trying so hard to fit into was never meant for you in the first place? If you're exhausted from stuffing your emotions, walking on eggshells, or questioning your worth just to keep someone else comfortable with their toxic behavior, this episode is for you. Because fitting in isn't just draining. It's costing you the one thing you should never lose. Yourself. Today, we're talking about radical acceptance and why the most powerful thing you can do is finally stop trying to fit in. Welcome to Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. If you want to stop yelling, end the daily power struggles, or manage your frustration better but don't know how, you're in the right place. I get it. I was there too. As a grandma, I finally started learning the emotional life skills I wish I'd learned at a younger age. Each week, I share simple, practical life lessons to help you develop your own social-emotional skills so you can be the calm, confident inspiration to others. The life lessons from today's episode can also be found in the link to the blog post in the show notes so you can go deeper or share them with someone who needs them. And if you're looking for inspiration to start implementing these life lessons, consider signing up for my weekly newsletter where I focus on one lesson each week. The link is also in the show notes. New episodes drop every Thursday, so hit that subscribe button. And hey, if something here speaks to you, leave a quick review to help others find these life lessons too. Like a lighthouse, steady and strong, let's all shine a little brighter today. Radical self-acceptance sounds easy, but it's one of the hardest things any of us will ever do. Radical self-acceptance simply means accepting the truth about your reality, your feelings, your needs, and your personality without judgment, without shame, and without trying to twist yourself into someone you're not. It's saying, this is who I am, and this is my experience, even if you don't love every part of yourself. And just to be clear, radical self-acceptance isn't about accepting what other people think of you, especially when their truths come from their own insecurities. Radical self-acceptance is about accepting who you know yourself to be. Most of us struggle with self-acceptance because we were taught to conform to what other people wanted from us, such as we change who we are depending on who we're with. We downplay our feelings because we don't want to be seen as too sensitive. We try to stay small so other people feel comfortable. And underneath all of that is a fear that if we show who we really are, people will leave. But every time you shrink yourself to fit someone else's expectations, you disconnect from who you are. And eventually, there comes a moment when you just can't pretend anymore. Your body feels it first. The stress, the exhaustion, that heavy feeling in your chest that tells you something isn't right. Your relationships start to feel different too. The old roles you used to play don't fit anymore, and you get tired of showing up as a version of yourself that isn't real. Little by little, you start to realize you've outgrown the identity you created just to survive. And that's the moment where radical acceptance begins, when you stop fighting the way you're wired and start accepting who you truly are. This past week pushed me into a level of radical acceptance I didn't even know I had in me. People talk about self-acceptance like it's peaceful, but it's the hardest thing you'll ever do. It means facing a hard moment and choosing to trust your gut instead of doubting yourself. That's what happened to me. I volunteered at a local school to help primary kids who are behind in their reading. These are children who need extra support, extra patience, and someone who believes in them. I go in every week because I care and because I know one steady, kind adult can make a huge difference in their life. Very briefly, there has been an issue with one student since September. An educational assistant said I was taking work away from them, even though I was there to help the kids who needed the most support. There were a few discussions about accommodations. But last week, the principal told me I could not work with that child at all. No explanation, no new plan, just a hard no. And it centered out that child, and that hurt me. It hurt because I care about him, because he carries so much trauma for an 8-year-old, and because kids like him need connection, not rejection. And in that moment, my old thoughts showed up again. Maybe I did something wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have spoken up again. Maybe if I were quieter or easier, this wouldn't have happened. But this time was different. I wasn't having it. And that's exactly where radical acceptance stepped in. It sounded like this. No. I'm not blaming myself for doing the right thing. I'm not shrinking to make other adults feel comfortable. I'm not carrying their reactions on my back. And I'm not pretending that this is okay when I know it isn't. Oh, it took real courage, that shaky, teary kind, to stay in that moment and not go back to the old version of me who stayed silent just to keep the peace. But this time, I chose what I knew was right for me. And that's radical acceptance. It's when something feels wrong and you still stand in your truth. It's when you refuse to abandon your values even when it's uncomfortable for others. It's when you trust your inner voice even if the people around you don't understand. It's not easy. And it ain't pretty, but it's powerful. And this week taught me something I won't forget. Radical self-acceptance sounds like a mindset, but it's really an action. You can tell yourself all day long that you deserve respect and peace, but nothing truly changes until you make a bold move that aligns with your values. And the moment your actions match your values, everything inside you begins to shift. And that is the person I am becoming. So the big question is, how do you start accepting yourself after years of doing the opposite? Let me walk you through the 5 life lessons that helped me. Number 1, notice when you're resisting reality. Radical acceptance starts with awareness. Pay attention to the moment you catch yourself thinking, "This shouldn't be happening," or "I shouldn't feel this way." Those thoughts are your first clue that you're resisting what's real. Just noticing that resistance is a powerful beginning. Number 2, name what's true without judgment. Instead of criticizing yourself, gently tell the truth about your experience. For example, imagine you bring up something that bothered you and the other person flips it back on you with comments like, "You're too sensitive," or "You're overreacting." Your first instinct might be to doubt yourself, and that's the moment judgment sneaks in. Naming the truth without judgment sounds like, "I'm feeling dismissed right now. My feelings matter." Their reaction says more about their comfort with honesty and accountability than it does about my worth. When you do this, when you tell your truth instead of absorbing blame, your mind settles, your body settles, and you stop carrying emotional weight that was never yours. And number 3, release the shoulds and self-criticism. There's a saying I love, stop shoulding all over yourself. Because every time we tell ourselves, "I should be calmer, I shouldn't feel this way, I should be handling this better. We're rejecting our actual human experience. Should pulls you into an imaginary version of who you think you're supposed to be and away from who you really are. Letting go of the shoulds doesn't mean you approve of everything that's happening. It just means you're done arguing with reality. It's about seeing reality clearly so you can choose your next step in a way that honors your values. And number four, I'm sure you've heard this often. Speak to yourself the way you'd speak to your best friend. Self-acceptance requires self-kindness. Ask yourself, what would I say to someone I love if they were feeling this? Then offer yourself that same compassion. The tone you use with yourself matters. Kindness softens resistance. And number five, practice acceptance through small daily habits. Radical self-acceptance grows through tiny, everyday moments. Start small, noticing a mistake, a negative thought, or an emotional wave and saying, I accept this moment as it is. Use grounding tools like relaxed breathing, unclenching your jaw, or journaling what you feel. And something I've been hearing more about lately is the RAIN method, a simple structure for everything we've been talking about. R, recognize what's happening. A, allow the feeling or experience to be there. I, investigate with curiosity and kindness. And N, nurture yourself with compassion. You don't have to do it perfectly. Just practicing these small steps teaches your mind and body how acceptance feels, one moment at a time. Kids don't learn radical self-acceptance from what we tell them. They learn it from watching how we live. When you honor your feelings, your opinions, and your values, even when they're different from everyone else's, you show your kids what it looks like to stand in your truth. When you say, this is how I feel, and my feelings matter, your kids learn that their feelings matter too. When you share an opinion that isn't popular and you do it respectfully and confidently, they learn that disagreeing doesn't mean disconnection. When you stop apologizing for who you are, they learn that they don't have to apologize for who they are. Radical self-acceptance teaches kids that it's okay to have a different perspective. It's okay to speak up when something doesn't feel right. It's okay to ask questions. And it's okay to stand firm in your values, even if everyone else is going the other way. And when you stop abandoning yourself to keep the peace, when you stop shrinking, staying silent, and stop pushing your feelings down, you break a generational pattern. You show your kids that authenticity is not a threat, it's a strength. Because kids who grow up watching radical self-acceptance don't go through life trying to fit in. They go through life anchored in who they are, confident, grounded, and unafraid to stand alone when they need to. Radical self-acceptance isn't just a mindset. It's choosing to take action, even when it feels hard. It's choosing your truth over how others have trained you to behave to make themselves feel comfortable with their own insecurities. Radical self-acceptance is choosing presence over pretending. And it's choosing to come home to yourself after a lifetime of trying to fit in everywhere else. And the beautiful thing is this, the moment you choose yourself, even once, your whole life begins to shift. So whether you're figuring out your own feelings, working through a tough moment as a family, or learning how to talk things through with others, you're practicing the emotional life skills that help us grow into the people we're meant to be. Listening is wonderful, but nothing changes unless you use what you've learned today. So pick one life lesson and try it out this week. That's where the magic happens. If you're looking for inspiration to start implementing these life lessons, consider signing up for my weekly newsletter where I focus on one lesson each week. The link is in the show notes. And if you want to keep building your social skills, hit follow for more from Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. If no one has told you lately, everything will be okay. Tomorrow is a new day, and with it comes new hope. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?